This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Slovakia's Deputy Prime Minister Tomas Taraba told the BBC that Prime Minister Robert Fico will likely survive an assassination attempt Wednesday. Fico was shot 5 times in the town of Hanlova, where he was greeting supporters after attending a government meeting. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Slovakia's president says an attempt to assassinate the country's prime minister is an attack on democracy. President Zuzana Kaputova, a political rival of PM Robert Fico, said in a televised statement, a physical attack on the prime minister is first of all an attack on a person, but it's also an attack on democracy. Any violence is unacceptable. The hateful rhetoric we've been witnessing in society leads to hateful actions, she says. Please, let's stop it. Kaputova says the shooter was arrested but gave no details about him. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Slovakia's interior minister says a 71-year-old man was taken into custody at the scene and said an initial investigation found a clear political motivation behind the attack. The United Nations top court is opening 2 days of hearings Thursday into a request from South Africa to make sure Israel halts its military operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. This is the fourth time South Africa has asked the International Court of Justice for emergency measures since launching proceedings alleging that Israel's military action in its war with Hamas in Gaza amounts to genocide. More than half of Gaza's population has sought shelter in Rafah. Israel says the operation is necessary to destroy the last stronghold of Hamas forces, despite warnings from the United States and other allies that any major operation there would be catastrophic for civilians. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. Meanwhile, U.S. military officials say they have finished installing a floating pier Thursday in Gaza and are ready to begin delivering badly needed humanitarian aid into the besieged Palestinian territory. U.S. Central Command said in a statement that trucks carrying humanitarian assistance from the United Nations are expected to begin moving ashore in the coming days. The maritime route is designed to bolster the amount of aid getting into the Gaza Strip, but it is not considered a substitute for far cheaper land-based deliveries that aid agencies say are much more sustainable. The pier's construction comes more than 2 months after U.S. President Joe Biden ordered it to help Palestinians facing starvation as food and other supplies failed to make it in as Israel recently seized the key Rafah border crossing. The threat of a major wildfire near Canada's oil sands hub of Fort McMurray, Alberta, appeared to be easing Wednesday. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the latest details.
A day after thousands were evacuated, officials say that everyone should remain vigilant.
Our highest priority right now is the wildfire south of Fort McMurray.
Alberta Wildfire Information Manager Christy Tucker.
It is out of control and is now nearly 21,000 hectares in size.
Officials are hopeful that favorable winds can help push that wildfire away from the oil sands area.
Less than 1 millimeter of rain fell on the wildfire overnight. Active fire behavior is expected today, but it should be less than what we saw yesterday, thanks to cooler temperature and weaker winds.
Evacuation orders for the area are likely to remain in place until at least May 21st. Sound courtesy CTV. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In sports, the Dallas Mavericks have taken a commanding lead in their National Basketball Association playoff series against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Here's AP sports correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Mavericks are a win away from the Western Conference Finals after Luka Doncic recorded a triple-double in their 104-92 victory over the Thunder. Doncic was averaging 22 points on 39% shooting in the series, but he was 12 of 22 from the field in this game, finishing with 31 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds.
Some little stuff we didn't do in past game, we did today. I don't know how many offensive rebounds they had, but they had like 4 in the first 3 minutes, and then we cleared that up. And we just played with a lot of pace.
Derek Jones Jr. scored a playoff career high 19 points, and P.J. Washington Jr. added 10 points and 10 boards. The Mavs shot 53% and can wrap up the series on Saturday. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander scored 30 points for the top-seeded Thunder. I'm Dave Ferry.
And I'm Richard Green for VOA News.